This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Emily Essery Memorial Horse Plowing Event is taking place this weekend on Saturday, October 17th in Whitehall. I had a chance to catch up with Ken Wise of Rood House. Ken is a friend of Mrs. Essery's, and he shared with me his memories of her and also details about the event.
It was 25 years ago I met Mrs. Essery, and she was an avid person in draft horses, the Percherons. And the reason that was that her grandfather bought the Percheron stallion called Carno, which today is represents about 90% of all Percherons are a direct descendant of his. But she was a fantastic lady, and she was great in 4-H with kids, and was any type of school activity. She was always trying to help the children, and she loved history. And I liked history, and so we enjoyed sitting and talking to each other. And over the last 25 years, every year we'd get together and we'd plow in the bean fields and let people learn how it used to be and what it was like now, and give them the history of the breed. And then in the last year, she was 83 years old, and she passed and went home to be with the Lord. And they asked me if I would take her to the cemetery with horses. And on the way to the cemetery, I asked one of the kids if they thought about doing a Memorial Day every year, plowing day. We're just friends to get together and reminisce about how this wonderful lady contributed so much to the community. And the kids thought it'd be a wonderful thing, and so there's four children and many grandchildren, and we just turned it into a countywide event. Everyone is welcome. Emily always had a smile on her face and always had some type of cookie or milk to give you whenever you was in the area. And she always had a big heart, just a big heart to help people. And that's what I want people to remember while we're out here plowing with these horses. The joy and laughter that Emily used to give us is still there.
And could you tell us where this event is taking place and, where it's taking place, when it's happening, and what we need to know if people are interested in bringing their horses and joining you?
Yeah, we'd love to. It's going to be taking place 1 mile south of Whitehall on U.S. 67. You can't miss it. It's the first crossroad as you come out of Whitehall. It's Walkerville Road. And tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, we'll have a small wagon train going towards the Illinois River and return the same place. Same way Friday morning at 9 o'clock until that afternoon. We got 15 gospel groups going to be there on Friday night singing gospel music around the campfire. There's food involved, and everything is free. And then Saturday morning, all the guys get together and have biscuits and gravy at 9 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock, the plowing starts, and we'll plow all day. And that'll finish out for the night, and then we'll look forward to plan for next year.
Okay, and you talk about plowing, so are you going to be in a farmer's field? Is that close by, or how does that work?
Yes, we have. There's a 40-acre bean field right there next to the highway. There'll be large signs, 3-foot, 8-foot signs on the highway pointing to that field. And you can pull right up next to the field and walk out and bring your lawn chair and just sit down there. You'll see the big horses plowing. We'll have anywhere from two-horse, two-mule hitch, all the way up to a 6-horse hitch plow with 2 bottom plows. And it's quite an event just to watch the dirt roll over here, crack, and how it used to be in order to get by. We will get wagon rides that day. We will have people riding the wagons out to the field. If they would, instead of walking, if they want to ride, they can ride the wagons. And if you really get energetic, we will let you get on the plow and learn how to plow with horses.
So even if you're not experienced, you could learn something new, too.
Yes, we'll put you on a plow. We put the lines between your arms, and there's a man walks behind you in the furrow, and he holds the lines, and you actually will drive that team of horses to the field.
So this sounds like it could be a lot of fun. Now, is this the second year for this, or how long has this been taking place?
We've been plowing at Mrs. Essery's for right at 25 years, but this is the first time we've done this year. And the reason we're doing it this time of year is that I mentioned the wagon train. We're taking pictures this year for the Wounded Warrior wagon train for next year, and we will be raising funds for the Wounded Warriors. And so if you'd like to be a part of it, just it doesn't cost you a dime this year. Next year, we'll ask you to donate money to the Wounded Warriors, but nobody else gets any money out of this. Nobody, and that's important that we help these young men and women who have done so much for their country.
If listeners would have any questions, should they call you for more information, or who should they talk to?
Yes, if they'll call me at 217-248-8515. The only thing I can tell you is that what you've missed is that you'll never get the real true enjoyment until you get to go out there and watch these big, beautiful horses. My one mare weighs 2,400 pounds, and I got another set of mares that weighs 1,900 pounds apiece. It's a wonderful event. You just have a great time coming out and rubbing these big animals, seeing them, just get to watch what all's going on.
Once again, that was Ken Wise with information about the Emily Essery Memorial Horse Plowing Event taking place on Saturday, October 17th in Whitehall. The plowing starts at 9 a.m., and if you would like more information, you can call Ken at 217-248-8515. We'll be back with more after these messages. The pork industry is squealing over the Federal Bureau of Prisons' decision to take pork off the menu in the nation's 122 federal prisons. It's no small matter for the pork industry that more than 200,000 federal inmates will no longer be able to eat bacon, pork chops, ham, and other pig products. The Bureau of Prisons says the inmates at the nation's federal penitentiaries just don't like the taste of pork based on a food preference survey. But that's hogwash, according to National Pork Producer spokesman Dave Warner.
Well, I kind of find it hard to believe that a majority of any population would say no to bacon. It's a little disheartening that they've taken pork off the menu. We think it should be an option that people have.
There's 206,000 federal inmates, to be exact. Some of whom, though, are observant Jewish and Muslims that are forbidden to eat pork, and whom the prison system has long accommodated with alternative menu items. Prison Bureau spokesman Edmund Ross says pork has been the lowest-rated food by inmates for several years, and it's now more expensive for the government to buy. But the Pork Council's Warner has this.
Pork is a very economical, nutrient-dense protein that is, particularly when sold to the federal government in the commodity programs that they have, at a very economical price.
Could the Prison Bureau's decision be a dangerous precedent for other agencies, such as the Pentagon and USDA?
Not knowing exactly why the decision was made, it's kind of hard to say, you know, whether this could be a dangerous precedent to set if an agency says, well, we're taking it off because of, and we don't know why.
Warner says no options are off the table in trying to reverse the prison decision, suggesting a possible legal challenge. The global meat substitute market is predicted to rise by 7.5% over the next 7 years. The growth will be the expected result of rising health awareness and shifting dietary preferences in diets, according to a report from Hexa Research. Textured vegetable protein has emerged as the leading product segment for meat substitutes, making up nearly 44% of the total market revenue in 2014. Soy was the major raw material used to produce meat substitute products, accounting for 80% of the total market revenue last year. The report notes that recent animal disease outbreaks and a growing number of several lifestyle-induced diseases like obesity and diabetes could also lead to an increase in the meat substitute market in the coming years. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.